For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, Summer Thibodeau, the junior out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. And first of all, Summer came into this weekend off of a great weekend for your team where you split against Ohio State. How much confidence did that give you guys coming out of that weekend, knowing you played so well into this weekend where you knew that your opponent was going to be pretty good?
It gave us a lot of confidence. I mean, especially the first series back from a long break. So it was good to end the weekend with a W last weekend. And we knew that Duluth was going to be competitive, and as they were. So we had some confidence, but we were level-headed as well because we knew how good Duluth was.
Duluth came into the weekend, obviously coming off of a high after sweeping Minnesota. And seems like they just carried their momentum into this weekend. But your team was able to hold them to a 1-0 lead there after one period of play. They scored what could have been their second goal there in that first period late. Were you guys kind of like holding your breath there as they were reviewing that second goal?
Oh, absolutely. I thought we got lucky there for sure. And I thought we did step it up a level after that. But obviously they scored a few after that and in the period after. But it's just hard to stay in the game. But I think we have such good team chem, and we keep each other uplifted, especially on the bench. We're pretty loud, so it helps a lot.
Lara Stalder had a hat trick. First three goals for Duluth. How tough is that line to defend?
Oh, like Coach said, you definitely have to know when that line's out there. They're very crafty. I mean, especially Stalder, silver medalist. You got to have a head on a swivel when she's out for sure. She's a good player.
How hard was it for your team to get the right line out against that top line?
I mean, I'm pretty confident in all of our forward lines, as is Coach. So just like I said, any line that's out there, we have to make sure that we know that line's against us.
You play alongside Haley Mack and Bailey Wright. Bailey Wright played her freshman year at Duluth. There was a couple of times where you could tell she really wanted to score against them. What's it like to have her on your line and knowing how bad she wants to score?
Oh, she's awesome to play with, and Haley too. They're both grinders. They both work really hard. I can't imagine how fun it is to play against Duluth for Bailey, and she's always grinding any game, but especially tonight, you could tell she really wanted it.
You set up that goal by Emily Berglund. Of course, you shot it from the left side, found the net. Emily Berglund tried to pop it in the first time, then caught the rebound. What was it about that play that you were able to find the right place to put the puck?
I've played with Bergie many times. I know she's going to the net for sure, so if I just get the puck on net or in her vicinity, she's gonna grind and get a greasy goal, and as she did.
The other thing Emily Berglund does so well is win those face-off battles. Have you ever seen anybody that's that good? I mean, her and Haley Mack both winning a lot of face-offs tonight.
Oh, absolutely. They're so strong. I know if I'm out there with them, I'm usually trying to hop it and be on my toes for those face-offs.
Brittany Mowat played a great game. She saw 48 shots, gave up 5 goals, but you can't look at those numbers. She kept her team in it, didn't she?
Oh, absolutely. With that many shots, I mean, kudos to her, and we just have to pick up sticks and move our feet. I think we were mesmerized by the puck a little bit too much today, but we'll clean up our act and be better tomorrow.
What is it going to take to stop that top line of Duluth and get a win tomorrow?
I just think we have to close quickly and move our feet. We can't let them move their feet or shoot the puck right away. So we just have to be aware, like I said. And I think we need a little bit more confidence playing against their line, too. We can do it. I know we can. As long as all of us give it our all, I think we'll be okay.
9 more games left in the regular season. Where would you guys like to finish in the standings?
Well, we're just trying to take it day by day, game by game. So obviously in this league, it's never easy to get points. It'd be huge to try to get 3 points every game. It's just going to be a grind here on out, so we're just going to focus on it every game. So hopefully tomorrow we come out with 3 points.
You're a junior. You've been part of this team now for a couple of years. You know the name R.H. Bob Peters. This weekend, the men's hockey team obviously is celebrating him. He's been part of BSU hockey for 50 years. But on the women's side, I know if it wasn't for him, women's hockey wouldn't be around. But what does that mean to you to know that somebody is that involved with BSU hockey?
Oh, it means a great deal to us. He's came in our locker room multiple times to speak, and he's a very soft-spoken man, and he's extremely inspirational even to us. And just knowing that back in the day he was fighting for a women's program on the men's side means a great deal to us, and we're really, really thankful for him.
Summer, thanks so much. Good luck, and go get those Bulldogs.
Thanks, Kelly.